it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. Word up, everybody. What it do, what it do. This is another live episode of Mixin' Mornings with JT. This is live on Mixer. You know how we do. Mixer.com/JT for real, though. You got to come through if you want to come through live. I'm also going to do this as a little test today. We'll talk about what this test is, which is also just kind of basically tossing us on Twitter at the same time. And as we say that, let's just do it. Let's see. I think it says going live. Let's see. Connecting. Go live. And here we go, my friends. So, I'm going to... not only are we recording this... Well, let me get into it right off the bat. So, let's see. Go live. Bam. So, we're going to be doing it live on there as well. Obviously, it's the podcast as well. And we're live on Mixer. Biggity bam, biggity bam. Now, the reason why I wanted to just have that started right off the bat and talk about it is it kind of blends into a part of what I wanted to talk about today, which is the importance of diving in headfirst. And that sometimes seems easy, sometimes sounds like a platitude, but it should be taken damn seriously, my friends. Damn seriously. And I really mean it because it's, I mean, everyone has friends that talk about they want to stream, they want to do this stuff, they want to create content. And I bet you $1 million. I bet you that paper that every one of them has a, yo, I'm about to. Yo, I'm thinking. I got this dope idea. Or which what's happening more lately with people that are already kind of in the space but still kind of slacking. It's this. New announcement, guys. I got a big announcement next week. And there's no announcement. I mean, maybe sometimes there is, but half the time there isn't. And I just, it's like, forget all that. It's like, I feel like if you find yourself, you know, on your phone or on your computer and you're typing out like, so guys, next, unless it's, no, don't get me wrong. Don't mishear this and think like, what? I'm not supposed to tell people what I'm about to do? No. But I'm saying if you find yourself, let's say it's the third or the fifth time and you're writing a like, hey guys, announcement. And you previously didn't really live up to those announcements, just realize that's that thing happening. You're wasting your own time. I mean, you're wasting other people's time too, which kind of sucks, but you're wasting your own time. At that moment, that's that moment you're supposed to be like, wait a minute, drop everything, stop, and then just go start executing. And I know that sounds so like, yeah, right, that's easier than it sounds, but really, think about the thing you're talking about. If you're like, yeah, I want to do the podcast, go do it. You know what I mean? Don't bother, don't talk about it. Don't plan it. Don't make notes. Just start recording. It doesn't have to go live. Now, that's another thing, too. Don't put unnecessary, you know, worry on yourself. And that's the other thing I want to think about. When I say, yo, jump head first, I mean, like, have fun with it. That's what I mean. Like, jump head first into something, into fun ideas. Not like, if you're really worried about something and it's bothering you, just make yourself do it. That's not always the way to go. What I'm really trying to say is, when you find something that seems kind of cool, Don't play with the idea too much. So, the reason why that fits into what's going on right now, and or for anyone who might actually see this on Twitter, it's weird. I never do live videos, so, you know, this might just be something I do starting off before people actually start checking it out. So, the reason why I say this is, when I first started off, this is just a few episodes ago, and don't get me wrong, 100 episodes of, you know, Mixin' without the morning aspect to it, which obviously is still in effect. I'm just doing both shows. This one is just live and video as well. So just, I've said that all the time, but I want to keep saying it at least for the first like 10 episodes to remind people that might have came by and checked it out to go, oh, okay, what's going on? Oh, okay, that's what it is. He's just kind of doing a new version of a show that he's already been doing for a long time, as you guys may or may not know. So starting off, we just were like, okay, cool, we're going to do this on Mixer, like old school. And then I go, wait a minute, and I talked about this last episode, I'm going to also make sure I record it as usual and just make it an additional audio-only podcast as well and add it to all my Anchor stuff and on Spotify and everywhere else. Oh, and remember that, guys, check this anywhere else on Anchor or Spotify or Google Podcasts, anywhere. It's everywhere. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll do that at once, cross-pollinate, make some additional content at the same time. Word, dope, perfect. So, okay, I was doing it, and it worked out fine. And this isn't a brag. I'm just kind of really excited. I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I just kind of hit some sort of... Not that I wasn't already doing really well, but I hit like a... I don't, these past couple weird morning episodes, I don't know what it has done, but my numbers were always, they were always, like I said, going. They just went podcast wise. It's craziness, and I'm very excited about it. So for anyone out there that's just kind of checking me out now, recently over the past week or even the past month, thanks. You guys are awesome. Glad to have you guys here. I'm glad you guys are checking out the content. And you have any questions, or you want to, like I said, if you're a streamer and you're looking to get into, you know, coming on as a guest or whatever, I'm really into the idea of showcasing new people that really are having trouble finding exposure. So the thing is, this is really important. I want to talk about this real quick too. The thing is, I say this sometimes, you know, I put it out there and I don't really get any sort of feedback. Or if I do, all it is like a comment on the tweet or something that I put out. To me, that's not enough for me to go, let's go do this. Like to me, that's just, it's kind of like if someone's like, hey, all right, well, if you want to try out this cool thing, you know, I'll meet you back and, you know, we can talk about it. And instead the person has like a friend come by and be like, yeah, you might be interested. You'd be like, okay. You know, you're not gonna be like, oh, really? All right, let me go find him. And it shows the intention and they're kind of like how much they're into it. So when someone just, so let's say yourself, if someone puts like, and I'm not saying it's a bigger opportunity, but if someone puts a minor opportunity out like that, go take advantage of it, or at least take it seriously, or don't bother at all. You know what I mean? So meaning like putting that quick little comment and saying, yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, that might start a dialogue, and it might, but take the extra step and DM the person directly or whatever. So either way, I only bring that up because I know myself, that's how I think of it. Like, I've kind of gone, okay, well, that person responded. Let's see if they bothered to DM me. If they say, because it's a couple of finger movements. So that's how I see it. So I definitely thank anybody, you know, looking for opportunities, but I digress. So on to the Twitter aspect of what I was talking about here and how jumping headfirst into stuff. Since I did that, I had zero plans on it being, like I said, a video and audio podcast. And then I didn't have any sort of plan of going, wait a minute, might as well throw it up live on Twitter at the same time, because using my computer and using even just the mixing software, the computer, my sound software, I use VoiceMeter Banana, my sound software, I can easily just go, boom, one button, record everything that's going on right now anyway, instead of using my phone to record the podcast like I was doing in between streams or during the stream. So I go, I thought, well, I guess that technically frees up my phone. So bam, now anyone can now catch me on Twitter live when I do these. And like I said, these are going to be random times. No one knows about them. I didn't even put out any sort of like, hey, check it out, or announcement or whatever. So this is absolutely just out of the blue. So, you know, I'm not expecting much. And that's another thing that makes, dude, it makes whatever you're doing a whole lot easier. Is if you're and I don't mean don't expect anything, but if your expectations are just, you know, as it is what it is, you know, and I don't mean the lazy, you know, at the end of the day, that horrible platitude everybody uses, but anyway, boom, bam, there we are. I just wanted to kind of talk about how we were getting into this new vibe. So, if for anybody who doesn't know what's going on and what the difference between this morning show is as opposed to the regular Mixin show, particularly since the first 5-10 minutes now sounded probably a lot like my usual show, me just kind of going, hey, this is my thoughts on current things in streaming. Now, the reason why this is different is, yeah, you're going to hear a little bit of that. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. But you are going to get a little bit of that, of course. But this is more like a chill time. I had breakfast. Oh, and I like to, of course, start it out at least explaining the breakfast, which I'm kind of bummed I didn't do that. I was too busy trying to figure out the phone stuff. But I made something different. I had never made it. I've had it before, and it was delicious, but I had never made it myself. And actually, that's what the picture is behind me, for anybody who saw my mixer. The picture behind me, or anybody who wants to, all you have to do is put in mixer.com/JT, for real dough, FareelDoe. So, and the picture's behind me. So I've been putting in each week's, or each Tuesday and Thursday's breakfast behind me on a picture, talking about it, and then doing an hour-long show. For anyone that's like new or hearing this, or wondering, hey, what's the difference between Mixin Morning or Mixin? You know, if you're seeing this in like a podcast lineup. Excuse me. So, nonetheless, they came out delicious. Delicioso. There's pictures on Twitter if you're that interested. Although I doubt you are, it's just a simple basic breakfast, although it was extremely delicious. So, let's get back to it. So like I was saying, the whole point of this isn't just, hey, my usual chatter about streaming. It's also, hey, here's a little bit of news, a little bit of memery, a little bit of some interesting, you know, journalistic aspects. Like today, I got something kind of fun, a little sketchy news. I can jump right into it for fun right now. It's a little bit of sketchy news. Now, this isn't brand news. You know, it's not new news. It's a little bit old, but it's absolutely still, it still matters. It's still really, really apparent into what's going on right now with people like talking, seeing fake streams and seeing people having all these sketchy bots or these sketchy services that are offering fake views and all this stuff like that. So now this I wanted to bring up because it wasn't just people talking, hey, this is kind of a cool thing, or this is a rumor I heard on Twitter, or people are talking about this, or this might be a thing. No. This at least was a Kotaku investigation, that website. And you know me, I don't like to draw off of too much other people's content, but if there's large sources like that, that's the type of thing you go for, or that you go to, particularly in the world of streaming and gaming. So an investigation in 2018, like I said, I just threw a note down. I can remember most of the article, but it was in 2018, which is why I'm saying it's not brand new information, but it shows what still can be going on and how the numbers between Mixer, Twitch, or really any of them can really, it's hard to even say what's really going on right now. So, and why I say that is Twitch, and I don't want to say was caught because, you know, there was nobody really, it's not like there was any enforcers or anyone really did anything about it, but embedding. You can embed your stream. Anyone who's a little bit savvy about streaming will know what I'm talking about right off the bat. Anybody who isn't, a quick, short explanation is essentially, or an example is embedding it on your website. Like you put the code in and it now starts showing your stream anytime you go to that website. Now, mind you could stash that code at the bottom of a website, right, that you go to or have people go to, maybe a high traffic website, right, extremely high traffic website. So meaning you could have people constantly going to a Wikipedia style page. It was called GamePedia, I believe. It probably still exists, but this isn't the specific one. I'm just giving an example of ones that were used, and tons of these are used. It's just an example in case you're wondering what I'm talking about. So it's essentially like a Wikipedia for games. And with millions of entries, right? Millions and millions of entries had all these embedded streams within it. So constantly, endlessly, people are now looking through all of these gaming information for all these different games. And most of the people didn't even realize these streams were being played. So these streams are being played at the bottom of the screen and peppered throughout this entire Wikipedia or GamePedia and all these other ones. So the reason why this is so sketchy is this technically inflates everything, like all of the numbers. So this means like even the numbers that people, you know, put out there as a general, like, okay, so everyone knows this is their yearly corporate, you know, given number, is completely inflated. Now that's, they're saying view counts from up to 50 to 800 times, right? That's kind of crazy when you think about it. Like 800 times? Like I know that's the maximum, but let's just cut it in half. You know, let's cut... 400. 400? What? 400? So that means someone... So that means... that means you're like, yo, four people are in a stream, but no. 400. Well, actually, technically more than that. It would be, what, 1600? Because it's 400 for every one or whatever. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. That's obscene. That means even people that had hundreds could look like it's in the thousands. And then the amount of people that are actively streaming on that site, I mean, that gets into the millions, and then that's all I'm saying. Now, that's just a little bit of information, a little bit of sketchy news. I don't know how much that's used now, if that information is still paid attention to when giving out those kind of the end of the year or quarter of the year numbers of, hey, this is the view count, and is Mixer catching up, or is YouTube catching up, all that type of stuff. So, like I said, it's just a bit of information. Do with it what you as you will. It's just a little bit of fun, a little something to think about in the world of streaming. So, and another little fun thing in the world of streaming, Streamlabs, obviously anyone who's worth their salt obviously either uses it or knows what I'm talking about or knows the company, their website, or their apps or whatever their services that you most likely use. Moji Chat is partnering with them to create customized emotes for streamers. So it'll give people another way to get, you know, another monetary avenue And another cool, fun thing. Just another vibe. And I kind of like that, too, because I think there's not enough... There's some basic stuff like that. Like, I mean, like emojis pre-made, or even just little avatars that are a little bit more personally designed. I'm kind of blown away that even right now that isn't already... Like, there isn't already a huge market for that type of thing. So, this is good. I'm glad this seems obvious, and with Streamlabs getting their hands on it, I doubt they'll drop the ball. They'll crank through and make it the way it's supposed to be, and hopefully it'll blend in with some of the software, probably with Slobs, with Streamlabs, OBS. That they'll probably end up blending it all together with those emotes. You probably need it. But anyway... Yeah, you know, I just wanted to talk about that because it's another cool thing I noticed. And I went, hey, let me know. I don't want that to sneak by the radar and not talk about it because it's interesting and definitely could be a new thing. Well, think about it this way, right? This is the reason why it popped up. All the streamers, new and old, with the dog, or you know, I'm trying to think of the ones that were particularly popular. There's a couple popular ones because there was only so many programs where your avatar can move and its mouth move as you do. Now it's becoming a little bit more popular, there's more programs, and obviously with the face swap stuff, it's so much more easier to do that type of stuff. So that type of thing's happening much more often now. But I still am kind of blown away that no one's really jumping on that, even just artists in general. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's difficult. Maybe it's much more difficult than I know. But that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it. That's what the Morning Style show is about. It's things I don't necessarily know a lot about, you know. It's not my usual, you know. I just kind of, it's more like when I play, when I go through streamer Twitter, I didn't want to say Twitter, but when I go through streamer Twitter, and I'll start noticing a couple of trends or things that are either, I mean, some things are good, you know, positive stuff, people, things are, that are excited about, but other things that are starting to bother people or that are just kind of being debated, that's generally what kind of blends into the podcast pretty quickly. I start getting those ideas or those thoughts kind of, they start to ruminate, and I go, okay, this is what I want to talk about, this is what I want to do. So generally, I just go from there, I kind of play it like that. And sometimes it's jokes. I was making a joke earlier about with streamer Twitter, and I was like, there's a couple guys out there that are, you know, heavy streamers and stuff, and they're like, you know, what's streamer Twitter? I'm like, dude, you gotta unfollow a couple of those porn stars, dude, because your feed is full of some wrong stuff, bro. It's like, you know, not obviously I don't have any problem with that, you know, to each his own. But what I mean is, it's so obvious how if you're like, particularly me, I'm so deep. My Twitter is deep in just Twitter streamer Twitter style stuff, where I don't see anything whatsoever in my news feed that isn't gaming, streaming, gaming, tech, you know, whatever, everything, because of, you know, the way I interact and the things that I follow and stuff. So I was just thinking, it's kind of funny. I'm like, the people out there that don't actually know what I'm talking about, I'm like, what you following? What you following? I know what you're doing. No. I mean, I'm just joking, but it's just funny how there's like this subculture that exists. I mean, all over Twitter, there's a million of them. There's all these, it's like Reddit. There's all these subcultures blended all, you know, just everywhere, branching out. And I think streamer Twitter, it's pretty big. It's huge. And it's funny because it all branches off the same main platforms. So everyone is generally automatically linked up, which is awesome, which is really cool. Like, you find yourself talking to almost anybody in the streaming space pretty easily, no matter how along the spectrum you know you want to call it, or along the spectrum you want to call it, of popularity or relevance or whatever, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's my favorite thing about it. Just the fact that it's I mean, yeah, the networking, yada yada, all that stuff, but just the fact that basically you can go, hey, I need a network. Where are they? You go Twitter, click, and if you're on Twitch, go to Twitch. You're on Mixer, go to Mixer. I mean, obviously, go in between, yada yada. But I'm saying, if you're just starting off, go, bam, you click your main platform, you go through and you start looking through people that you either recognize, know, or dig, start following them, start talking to them, go from there, you're good. And that's why I think it's great. It's like, there's no learning curve. You know what I mean? There's for other things, there's a learning curve. You know, sometimes, depending on what, you know, world you're in or what hobby you're into, sometimes breaking in is a little bit more difficult. This, it's like, it's pretty basic. There's, I mean, imagine if there was like, think about it like this. Imagine if there was like 100 streaming platforms and they were all equally popular. It'd be really difficult to know where to go, where to start, who to talk to, what groups of people is best, because are you going to spend too much time at the wrong platform? With this, when there only being like 2 to 3 major platforms, 4 or 5 if you want to take some more other ones more seriously, it's much more easier to network than people think. You know, I mean, even you go through you go through Facebook and stuff, you go through the groups, there's only so many. You know, even with thousands and tens of thousands of people on there, there's still just like a handful of actual groups. So getting your hand out there, getting your word out there, it's pretty damn easy. You know, it's really easy, actually. Oh, by the way, that's a little peppermint mocha drink. Faux yo ass. Pretty good. I needed a little something special too with the biscuits and gravy. But now this is something that some people are going to go, oh yeah. Other people are going to have no clue what I'm talking about because they either didn't use it or they came late to the game. More so probably coming late to the game because people that were here and kind of running strong with streaming and creating their stream and doing content stuff knew what Gawkbox was and probably used it, possibly, made some money off of it, whatever. And I definitely know because I've talked to a bunch of people. I had the community manager of that company on this podcast as a guest. Oh, and for anybody who wants to listen to that episode or if curious or want to know what I'm talking about, it's a bunch back. I don't know how many back, but it's the Zach from Gawkbox episode. So the reason why I wanted to talk about it is the death of Gawkbox. I noticed this. I mean, this is a few months past. This is a little bit old news. But that's kind of my point, I guess. Or that's, I mean, it is. It's part of my point. It kind of just slipped under the radar, and I didn't notice it. And I used it. I wasn't using, obviously, at the moment, because clearly I wasn't checking it or, getting any sort of payouts or anything from it. But it was something that I still was a part of, and when it was new and I was active with it, was actually one of the most, probably one of the highest amount of, like, 1 or 2 time, like, it's different to say donation because it was, because of the, how Gawkbox worked. For anybody who doesn't know what it was, a quick little 2 second explanation. Basically, you had an app on your phone. You could either play games, download apps, like the things that, hey, do this survey and it gives you 50 cents, that type of stuff, those types of things. But also included in this, what made it cool, included with those things were some games that weren't that bad, like phone games. And those, some of them, particularly at the beginning, if you got to certain levels, you could, and how it worked is you made a certain money and then you could donate that money. So if you got to level 20, you'd be like, here, give you $5 to your favorite streamer, or give 50 cents to your favorite streamer, yada, yada, yada. Now, some of them were so crazy, they were, give 150 to your favorite streamer, or 80. I had one person grind a game where they surprised me with a $125 donation, which I think is my biggest ever one time. And that was from Gawkbox. That was from this very cool company that was actively trying to make their way in this new space while providing, obviously make a company out of it, because obviously a company needs to make money, pay the employees and grow, obviously. But they also needed to, provide a decent product. And I see how it's hard because when you're playing with that like survey, that realm, anyone who's used that stuff or messed around with a coin dozer apps or ridiculous, it tends to have this grimy vibe to it. It has a grimy vibe to it. You'll download something and it's like, there, you did it. Now you have to go here. And 15 minutes later, you earned 5 cents. And you're like, wait, what? 5 cents? Okay, now I'm being scammed. And there was stuff within it. And when you saw that going through the app, it just turned you off. And I remember thinking, man, I know they're probably having trouble finding enough like people willing to obviously advertise in this kind of neat, weird manner. Because it's weird. You need to have people, and particularly video games, that want their game played so much they're willing to put out a little bit of money. And even myself, I myself played a game so far that I was able to, I think I was able to donate $20 to a friend. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk about that because it's a bummer, and it shows that, hey man, there's some really dope ideas that are popping up, that that it's not just a guy in his room. Like, they had a company. I mean, this was a company that had a building. I mean, I know it's, you know, it seems like whatever, but that's a big deal. That's a big deal, you know, in this world, in this realm. A lot of people, they're just, you know, they jump into this and they're like, hey man, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm streaming. What's up, sir? What's up, brother? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm streaming, you know, I'm doing this, all this stuff, but the chips really aren't down. You know what I mean? Their chips aren't down at all. All they, at any moment they can go, hey, I don't want it anymore. You know, and that's different. You know what I mean? That's, I think that's a lot different than people that are a group of people that are, you know, that possibly even moved, that now are putting their jobs on the line, which, and of course it eventually folded, and it sucks. I mean, I really hate that it did, but the reason why I brought it to bring it up is it's just, I felt like it slipped by the radar. I wanted to talk about it in case not enough people were talking about it, or just to bring some light on that. Like, hey, you know, not everything's going to kill it, and not everything is always going to be there, because there might even have been some streamers out there, me, myself not included. I had a little bit of fun with it. I got some stuff from it, and that was awesome. But there's almost definitely some streamers out there that for a short period of time, and possibly planning on the long term, were thinking, hey, this is a major and a major revenue source, you know, out of maybe even, hey, it's my new main source. Because there's some people that were talking, hey, look, 500,000, and, you know, I got 500 this month, or thousands of dollars in charity. And obviously, if there's enough people going towards charity, some people, there's other people that aren't doing charity that are getting that much. So that means some people were considering that a main source, and that's finito.
It is gone, my friend. It is gone. It no longer exists, my friend. It's gone.
So the reason why I say that is because, obviously, hey, you never know. But also, bam, right on the horizon is new things. And I'm going to bring it up too, because they're cool, they're dope, and I guess technically I'm a partner or whatever, but Streamloots, that's another groovy thing. That's basically another of that style company, or web company, that's trying to, you know, get into the space and provide something that's helped not only obviously make themselves into a, you know, a company that makes money, but a monetization tool for anyone, a brand new streamer, an old school streamer, whatever, but just a new tool in the toolbox. And I like it, I love it, I want more of it. And the reason why I dig it so much is because it fits so much along the lines of stuff I started to do even in my first month of starting the stream. Like, I started to create items. I think I've talked about this on the other cast, but I'd create items that had like little descriptions, and sometimes they would play sounds or activate commands when people came into the room. So I loved the idea of like giving digital items, digital goods, particularly ones that did something. Like, hey, this is a digital jetpack, and once per stream you can do something in the stream that's got to do with jetpacks. You know what I mean? I'm going to say it like that so you can use your own imagination. But you get what I'm saying. It's just like, you know, cool stuff like that. Now, when I saw Streamloots, which is why I like the idea already, and I've made my own packs already, and people have used them, and they're cool. They like them. But I think there's so many ideas you can so many places you can go with it. Like items. And I know I talk about this all the time. I don't want to give away all my ideas, but screw it. Why not there be a reason to watch my stuff? Because you'd be like, hey, look, I'm just going to jack his cool ideas. That's fine. Let's just do it. So one of the other things I was thinking about was blending one of my old ideas with items, and particularly items that, like I said, that do stuff, doing that with Streamloots, having ones that are a little bit more on a more permanent level. So it's kind of like, basically to give a quicker idea about what I'm talking about, is think about like nerdy D&D stuff, Dungeons & Dragons, or like fantasy style stuff, right? Think about that real quick, right? Now think about magic items, right? Now anyone, even if you like this stuff or don't, now I'm talking to gamers most likely, so most of you guys and gals out there dig my vibe, and you know what I'm talking about, so it's all groovy. It's all gravy, baby. But think about something like that, right? Think about that style, that type of magic items, you know, cape, you know, or whatever, Harry Potter, if that's more your vibe, whatever. But think about that type of stuff, right? Now, blend that into your, whether it's your Streamloots cards or your gaming commands, like your stream commands, your overlays. Think about that stuff. So you know when, okay, and let's take another step further. You know, people have those little stream bosses. Instead of it just being like, follow to do 2 damage, whatever. How about, oh, if anyone else there has, like, a weapon card, you can, you know, smoke the boss, you know, stuff like that. Have it do stuff. Or, hey, today, you know, I'm, it's funny, too, because I'm spitballing. Sometimes some of my best ideas are right on the spot, but, you know, hey, you know, you have to attack me this stream or something, and whenever I'm... Yeah, like, you, it's funny, I'm just coming up with these ideas. Maybe all, you have, like, a little overlay that's either, like, a guard up or a guard, maybe, like, a little shield or something, you know? And then randomly in the middle of the stream, you just click it down, and whoever's quick enough to be like, oh, activate, like, a, one of their little items, gets it hidden. Stuff like that. Like I said, I'm spitballing here, but that's my point. I really don't think enough people are playing with the toys they have, you know, with the Play-Doh. There's just this dough out there, and there's all these ways you can pull it. And I feel like I thought about some of these ideas like way back before even half of the tools were available. Like for instance, I was already thinking about like having the cool items and permanent items that go with certain people and that show up when they come into the room when I was using Scorpbot, right? And that was before the apps even really accommodated that type of idea where you could actually, so it was cool and simple and easy to have it be like, hey, look, you know, somebody comes in and they have a, you know, like I would have it where it'd be like, you know, let's see, Poot comes in, Poot rolls into the room. He's got a, you know, a fiery shotgun with a, that's made out of snakes. I mean, I know that's kind of ridiculous, but it's something, you know, something like that, something crazy. And then it'd be like once per stream, he can make JT go, ah, because he sketches him out with some snakes, you know, or whatever. You know, I'm being silly and I'm joking around, but you get my vibe, what I'm talking about. It's, you can really have a lot of fun with it. And of course, I know people are already having a lot of fun with the cards, with like basically actions. Like, hey, yeah, make someone jump up, make someone do, you know, jumping jacks or whatever. That's I love it. I think that's great. That's great. But I think we can take it a step further. Like, what about cards that affect other streamers? Like, meaning, yeah. Like, maybe you have to connect through the website. Like, okay, you connect through a cluster. Oh, yeah, these decks intertwine, and you can use cards on other, you know what I mean? And I'm not, and I don't want to just talk about streamers because that's obviously so specific, and although I really dig their vibe, I'm really trying to play with all the things going on. Like for anyone out there looking for a new way to mess around with their stream or a new way to kind of vibe their stuff, go into your whatever it is, whether you're using ScottyBot or you're using Mix It Up app or whatever the apps you're using, go into it and just start, not only just fiddle around with it just for the fun of it, but go into the games, right? Look into each individual game, see how they work. And then start playing with changing away the rules. That's how I made my first little attack game. I this is ScottyBot. This is so old school when things weren't as the apps weren't as advanced. But I went into it. I took the Magic 8 Ball game. I was like, okay, cool. I looked at how it worked. Was like, amazing. This is what I've been looking for, which is essentially kind of like a ghetto version of a rock paper scissors. So I added a bunch of different values instead of yes, no, maybe so, or whatever it was. I added a bunch of attack style values that were like high punch, high kick, low kick, special, and like block or something, right? It was something like that. I forgot the exact ones, but those specifics don't matter. So I altered that around, and then of course I changed the name from 8-ball to like attack, exclamation point attack, and then there we go. And that was the very first iteration of one of my ideas of having little items that players can have in the chat that eventually they could go, oh, cool, I'm going to use, like, think about this. This was the end idea of like, the best idea. Such and such, you know, viewer who's been around a long time and has items, he wants to play a game of Apex or something, some sort of shooter. Hey, I want to play squads. And I'm like, okay, word. Some other person wants to at the same time, too. And I'm like, okay, you know what? For the fun of it, why don't you guys do a quick little battle? And all it is just a command, you know, attack, attack. And each person uses their little item, and then due to some sort of very simple rock, paper, scissors style game, ding, someone can come out as a winner. And obviously, it could be fun little things like, you know, oh, I have a fiery sword. Anytime it's a high attack, automatic win, or, you know, whatever. Now you kind of get what I'm talking about now. You basically take the very simple rules of a really basic game that already exists, and you can alter it a little bit. It's very, very simple. Like I said, I did it myself. I just explained how I did it myself, and it worked great. It's I think still technically that old command, because it's been so long and I've had so many different iterations with the stream and with my bots. That command is probably still active, although it doesn't do a lot other than, you know, show, you know, an attack or whatever. But my point is every couple months there's a new thing, which is why I talked about the emoji chat parting with Streamlabs. Like, those are the things I'm talking about. Soon it's going to be like, hey, you know, your little emoji, someone can immediately have them do something different. Like, you know, your guy comes up and, you know, he fake slap, you know, your own emoji comes up and slaps you, you know. You know, obviously it goes through, but, you know, makes a little slap or whatever, you know, it's going to get even more and more interactive. And I feel like I've been hearing people say things like, oh yeah, people aren't watching as much streams and stuff. I'm like, I don't think that's true at all. But even more so, I think the available tech and all the apps and the ideas and the games, they're all just starting. And that's going to add a lot of value just to everything. It's going to just, you know, there's going to be a pretty good vibe going on, I think. And I'm glad not only to already be here and have a pretty comfortable, settled base going on as this new era unfolds, because you can go back, and please do go back to those first episodes where I love having the podcast episodes, because I can go, hey, look, remember when I said this was going to happen? Boom, check out episode 14. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, the Oracle spoke. JT, the stream Oracle. No, he's calling it. No, but jokes aside, I've called some stuff, man. I've called some stuff, and I have the proof. That's what's cool. I got the podcast proof, baby. I got the podcast proof, baby. And it's good. It is good, and I love it. So, bam. Anyway, it's winter, my friends. I'm looking outside, and there's some snow out there. It kind of looks lovely. At the same time, it looks horrific, because I live in New England, my friend, and it gets cold outside. It gets Groundhog Day cold, baby. Cold out day, every day, all day. Oh yeah, I'm off screen. I'm off screen, sorry. So, when I was talking about winter streamer gifts, just for fun, I wanted to have some fun. I was talking about a little bit more serious subjects, so let's have some fun. And we're going to throw a little shout out to my home girl, La Lady Panda at LA Lady Panda, or LA Lady Panda for anybody out there isn't spelling correctly. I threw out a little question. I wanted someone to give me a couple thoughts on streamer gifts, and she was the first person to not send me something that was like a like a troll. I'm going to say it. The first person that responded wrote, huge dildo. So yeah. Streamer Twitter. It's good stuff. It's quality. It's quality content. So anyway. So what she said, and I loved her suggestions. They fit perfect because they were quick, concise, and everyone's like, new gamer chair, and you're like, yeah, who's got the $150 on the gamer chair unless you need the gamer chair, you know. But anyway, winter streamer gift ideas for you homies. Simple stuff for either your friends, family, whatever. But thumb grips, gaming mouse pad, simple one. And when she gaming mouse pad, the mega, like mine, guys. Mine is half the size of my desk. It is no joke, like 3 feet long. Hella long. It's ballsy. Gamer goo. I've never tried it, so I can't personally suggest that, but word them up. Switch skin stickers, or basically any sort of skin stickers. For anything. Skin stickers, because we're talking about price. It's not, you don't have to go crazy, crazy expensive. Headset stand. And that was my favorite. When I saw that, I was like, oh my, that's exactly what I wanted to see. Because that was something I want, right? That I don't have, that I've thought about many times, that I never think about when it matters. Like when someone's like if Missy was like, hey, you know, what do you want? I'm like, I never think that. And when I read it, I'm like, that's because even at this very, well, it's all in my head, but yeah, exactly. That this is my headset stand. I am it, because otherwise it just sits in front of me, and I hate it because it's fallen a couple times. And this is a dope Logitech, baby. I got that Logitech Spectrum, baby. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to mess around here. Oh, and of course, stickers. The other reason why I like that and ended with that, or not ended, but ended that little list with that, is that. If you can do stickers for yourself or whatever, but what a perfect thing to kind of have fun with, but you can also show support for your other streamers. So you can kind of do streamer gifts and streamer ideas and streamer things, kind of cross streamer. And I mean, I guess I'm getting a little funny here, because who knows, that it's a little hopeful, I suppose, is what I should say. It's a little bit hopeful, but it would be kind of groovy if that turned into something. I mean, I don't want to say a freaking Secret Santa swap. That's kind of ridiculous. But you know what I mean? It'd be kind of cool if particularly Mixer, because we're a little bit more community home oriented, little fam oriented. It'd be kind of a cool vibe if during this Christmas season a lot of people, and like I said, that's why stickers, because then it's not like people are like, man, I ain't got no $25 to be tossing on people. No, something like a 5 or a 10, you know, and you grab stickers and then you give them out to other people, and you're just kind of, you can basically spread each other's
love around. Give each other seeds to spread. Spread my seed, baby.
No, for real, though. For real, down. JT, for real, down. For real. For real. For real. For real. No, but stickers. Stickers, boy. Stickers, guy. Wicked pisser guy, dude. I'm from Cape Cod, guy. So, that's why I talk like this, guy. Wicked, dude. Wicked guy pisser. You know what's ridiculous? Is that people do actually talk like that around me my whole life. And I'm wondering, why don't I?
I guess I'm not crazy.
Or maybe I am. Nonetheless, I don't know why I don't sound like that. Meanwhile, people are like, you sound exactly like that, asshole. I'm blissfully unaware. I'm like, yeah, guy, I can't believe I don't talk like that. Crazy over here. No. I'm joking around. All right, let me get to the couple other things I wanted to get to before we run out of time. Where are we? Alexa, stop. Hammer time. The reason why I said that, because I actually had one over there, and she would have been wondering. She. Alexa and streaming. Oh, stop. It's a bummer. This thing. Little thing that you have in your house and streaming. Now, this is an idea, I'm putting it out there, and this is why I totally suck, because someone else is going to hear this and be like,
JT, thanks again for another one of your dope ideas. You god dang bastard, you.
Flash briefings and things like that. I'm not saying it over and over again. This one over here, this old girl bot thing, this little assistant has like a little, it's called a flash briefing. Basically, you can have a little bit of information about something you like, whether it's gaming, technology, soccer, whatever. And it gives you a little blip. Now, it could be like CNN News, and it's usually like a 5-minute blip. Now, pretty darn sure it's fairly easy to do that yourself. You can make your own. Now, this is a project you have to kind of believe in and want to stand behind, because it's something you'd either have to do daily, every other day, or in a minimum weekly. Now, this is something I am going to do. I really like this idea. But this is also one of those, like, come on, you jerk. You've been saying this for forever now. Like, I've been saying this forever since I've been saying it for a year. Because I'm just thinking about it. I got this, for, I think, last Christmas. And Christmas is coming up in about a month. So it's been a little less than a year that I've had that idea. Now, that is a perfect example of I didn't dive head first. I just went, yeah, that sounds dope. Word. Now a year later, I'm talking about it. You know what I mean? Foot in mouth.
Yo, we should do this dope Alexa idea, bro. You're so smart. I'm the genius. I'm the genius.
A year later. Look at me calm myself out, dude. That's how we do. For real. Two E's.
Because EA is for the... I don't know
why I'm saying. No, but for real, baby. No, for real. Because I'm real. I like to speak the truths. But yeah, so either come up with your own, if you want to, you know, you want to tussle and get into the ring. That sounds cool, too. It'd be kind of fun. Hey, I wouldn't mind listening to it. It'd be kind of cool, because I know it doesn't exist yet. And for anyone who's like, what exactly are you talking about? Because I probably didn't give a strong enough explanation of what a flash briefing is. A flash briefing is a little bit of information. Oh, I guess I did say it, but a bit of information that's catered to, like, you know, a niche. and it's updated. This is, I guess, a better explanation. And it's updated either daily or every other day with a little bit of information. So it's like a, hey, this is your daily news. Kind of when you, like, you know, you have an alarm, you wake up, you have a Google alarm or something, and it's like, hey, it's 11 o'clock, and it's this date, it's this time, it's this weather, the traffic, and then, by the way, Zuckerberg was caught dancing naked on the streets of, you know, Chicago. Whatever it is, there's always, like, whatever the big news is, and it pops it up, too. Now, it's the same type of thing. I want to have that for streaming, you know? So, basically, kind of distill that streamer Twitter nonsense and, technically, get into an area right now where there's no other contenders, you know? And that's another thing to always keep your eye out for, my friends. It's the white space. I mean, hey, maybe I'm always eating my words because I feel like I've been a master at finding white space and an equally more powerful master of ignoring the knowledge. I'm like, yeah, wow, there's such an opportunity here. Yeah. Totes. Totes. Walks off and picks nose. For anyone listening to the podcast, walks off and picks nose. No, you know what I mean? It's like, shoot, son. Come on. So, yeah. So, you know what I mean? It's just, I had some ideas that I wanted to share because if other people wanted to possibly use those ideas, I was okay with sharing them. So, I wanted to talk about the home assistants and how I don't think those devices right now are an anyway being utilized in the streaming space, and I think they could be. And I think right around the corner, either I myself will have jumped the gun or was able to have dived headfirst, like I keep saying. And if not, someone else will. But I'm pretty darn sure that's something we're going to see right around the corner. Oh, hey, and before we call this a good night and a good morning, as we do around here, around these parts of the Mix and Morning Show, I wanted to, I think I might have explained this before, but we'll explain it again. Boom! Nitrado, my dudes. Nitrado. I have recently been partnered with Nitrado high-end game servers. I actually have a couple of Atlas servers for any people who play Atlas, and are particularly Atlas streamers. I'm looking for some Atlas streamers. I want to get a streamer war going, which is a bunch of streamers. Basically, the quick little overview is basically duos, because I can only fit about 35 people in the servers for now. So I figure a streamer and a pal. So the whole point of it is obviously just for fun and, you know, camaraderie type of thing and meeting each other. But more importantly, a lot of the streamers that haven't ever interacted or met in any way that are all playing the same game and all enjoying the same community, we all in one big swoop can not only meet each other, but have a bunch of shared experiences all at once. And at the exact same time, create a pretty badass vibe and style of content. Because there's all kinds of, like, streamer wars and streamer games and streamer tournaments and stuff. There's been a million of those. This isn't a new idea. But in Atlas, it's a little bit different because it's a Arc. Atlas, my friend. Atlas. Yeah, we might eventually go over to Arc servers, but Atlas servers. The pirate game. Yeah, that's something I stream a lot these days. That's one of my mainstream games. Yeah, for anybody out there who doesn't know about that, Atlas is like a survival pirate game where, you know, you can build ships and the world is massive and you can go, you know, rob people and build giant forts and all that type of stuff. It's really, really cool. It's really awesome. And it fits really well into a large, like, massive scoped piece of content that would take some time. It takes some time. That's why I'm taking so much time, like, getting it started, because if you just jump into it, it's not going to work. You really need to have enough people that are into the idea that, and a few people that want to, they don't necessarily have to stream at the same time, but at least, like, staggered. So one or two around here, one or two around here. And the idea is that even viewers can go, oh, by the way, now, obviously there's going to be stream sniping stuff, but the idea is it's going to be so small and so many groups that it won't matter. So that's, I'm hoping to make it where that type of thing is not even an issue. It's just like, oh, whatever, who cares? Like, that's, you almost want to stream snipe because it's like, yeah, you want to be able to see from both sides. So it doesn't even become sniping. It just becomes like the other view. So in a sense, I would love it where, like, this, think about this idea. Think about this. This is what would come of this idea. Is a person at their computer, maybe not their phone because it can't run it, but someone at their computer will most likely go, hey, bam, open up their Mixer page of whatever streamer they're enjoying in that game and going, oh, cool, wait, whoa, are they fighting, you know, Mr. Santa 542? Let me go check his stream out. Boom, couple buttons. Now he's got two, he or she's got two streams up. They're watching, you know, let's say they're seeing me. Oh, look, JT's doing something. Oh, whoa, look at this guy. Dude, JT, he's about to snipe him. Oh, JT just got rocked. I just watched that from that way. Or the other way around. Oh, JT's about to snipe the guy. He doesn't even know. Click. They switch to that guy's screen. He's crawling. All of a sudden, boom, he gets headshot. They're like, oh, that's so sick. That was such a deeper interactive part of the content, because part of watching a game, because not only were you able to watch it, you're able to watch it from multiple viewpoints and multiple player viewpoints all at the same time. Kind of Hunger Games. And I hate using that as an example because I want to say Battle Royale, but people are going to be like, what? Battle Royale? That's just Fortnite. Like, nah, the movie, yo. The movie, yo. Don't front. I'm trying to... Dude, I'll fight you. Dude, I'll fight you right now. Now, anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, just look it up. Just Google it. Battle Royale. You're going to see like a kid or two, like an Asian kid or two with like a weapon. It's the coolest thing in the world, dude. Check it out, dude. It's dope. So... it's the best thing ever. So you gotta check it out. So, yeah. So I talked about this at the beginning, but I want to bring it up one more time because I see that we have less than 10 minutes. I don't know exactly what it is or why, but over the past few days, well, for one thing. A few days ago, I had a tragedy happen. I don't want to bring down this podcast or bring down the show because it's a morning show. But basically, somebody, a very close friend, had passed. And it's a bummer. So, as you know, getting brought down and thinking about those bummer things, and it sucks. And obviously starting to think about good stuff. Starting to think about, you know, trying to think positive. Trying to think, oh, you know, what would my friend be wanting to think about, or be thinking, hey, you know what? What, you know, you should be focusing on this instead. So I missed Thanksgiving, the podcast, and Thanksgiving itself. But that's beside the point. And I missed this podcast, but that's because it was Thanksgiving. I figured, it's not like anyone wants to do a breakfast podcast or stream / podcast on Thanksgiving. It seemed ridiculous. So that's kind of why we're fast forwarding to now, because this is the Tuesday after, and the show is Tuesday and Thursdays. So, the reason why I bring that up is I was like, okay, let me focus on the podcast, because I've been enjoying it a lot lately, and just due to, and like I said, I don't really know, I'm going to do a little bit more research, I don't know if it's just luck, some sort of exposure I don't know, maybe the fact that I'm putting a couple more consistent episodes out and past people that used to listen to the show, that I listened to all of them, are now back. That honestly is most likely what's happened, which is what I hope. Which is what I hope, because I mean, my numbers like went, they like, I mean, like I said, in one day I had like 10 times that week, and then the next day it was like 30 times that week. You know what I mean? It was like, it was going from like, hey, it was a couple of downloads, you know, this hour, to like, I clicked it and there was like 10, and I clicked it again, there was like another couple more, and I'm like, what in this second? You know what I mean? Like, so, and that's been happening over the past few days. It is still happening, and it's really cool, obviously, because that's what everybody wants. That's what everybody wants their podcast, is they want to all of a sudden look and go, wait, what's happening? Oh my God, all of a sudden there's an obscene amount of numbers, not just the usual, hey, this is good, it's going strong, but whoa, these are the numbers that I thought, wow, this is where I would love them to stay at. Now, are they going to stay that way? Who knows? Is it a fluke? I don't know. But I thought that's the information I got when I was having this kind of this little mental dialogue about my friend and staying positive. And I thought, wow. Although I know, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can think of things and people deal with things. But I know myself, I was thinking, man, I know this isn't a direct correlation, but it was such a good, like, it was like a nod, like a not a justification. I'm trying to think of a better word for this, but it was such a, hey, I'm going to go look for something more positive because I think that's what my friend would want. And then almost in response to that thought, and I don't, not in a rewarding way, I'm not trying to say it that way, I'm just trying to point out the positivity of it. Almost in this really lovely and positive way, I look at something that, you know, means a lot to me, and was the first thing that came to mind when bringing my friend into this way of thinking, and bam, I got that news, you know, that really good news, these numbers, this is gonna, I'm gonna, not only have I rolled past a number a while ago that I've always wanted, but now I can start playing with these new milestones in my mind that I had never played with before. And that's exciting. And so, the reason why I say all that is I wanted to dedicate this episode and honestly, a little piece of everything I make from now on, you know, to my friend, to my homegirl Colleen. I just want to do a little shout out and like I said, just a little shout out showing, like I said, there's so many things that, you know, all your friends give you, you know, that you don't think about till, you know, they're gone and stuff like that. But what I wanted to bring up here, or why it's relevant into this show, this podcast, is that the things, whether it's small stuff, big stuff, all that is where your creativity, your fire, your passions, all the stuff I've talked about in past episodes, all this, all of where it all comes from, you know, all interactions throughout your whole life, most of them being with your friends. So in the end, you know, your content, particularly if you're kind of, and like me, I can be a big jerk sometimes, and I can feel like something that I made, it's mine, and I made it, and no one should do it, can take it, or my ideas, and I did it, meh, and it's crappy, and it's lame. And I kind of like to wrap myself out like that, because it makes me think about those things, and allows me to kind of wrap myself out, and maybe if someone like you listens to me or sees this, they go, oh, wait a minute, I do that too, and he's not that bad, he's not that much of a jerk, you know what, I got something from that, you know what I mean, I can learn from that, I can learn from either from his mistakes, or at least from his musings, you know, from my musings, so either way. I know I got a little off topic there, but it meant a lot to me, and like I said, I know I've said that like 50 times, but I needed to share that. That's what it do, my friend. That's what it do. Hello, good morning, good night. That's how we do here on the Mixin' Podcast Morning Show. What it do? So let me throw out a little information out there. If you guys do want to ever check me out live on Mixer, which I am right now, but I'll be heading out right now because this is a one-hour show and we're at the 57th minute. So, this has been Mixin' in the Mornings, my friends. Much love to all you guys. My Mixer address is mixer.com/JT for real dough. For real dough is FareelDoe. What it do, baby? Hope you come through. Hope to see you guys there. Obviously my gaming content and whatnot. Now, if you're down for the podcast and you're catching this on Twitter or you're catching this everywhere else, remember, please share the podcast. Let your friends know. Even if you like it, you love it, you hate it, you want to make fun of me and you're like, dude, look at that guy. That guy sucks. Just tell your friends out. Hit them up. Tweet it. And more importantly, I would love you more than anything if you retweet it or if you send, just like I said, you send it out. And like I said, not even particularly this episode. Doesn't even matter. I just meant in the podcast itself. So if you go to Spotify, you go to Anchor, any of those places, or more importantly, go to anchor.fm/JT for real dough, and that's where all the past episodes are. And I'm pretty sure we're coming up pretty darn close on episode 100. I'd hate to have passed it and not realized it, so when we hit that episode, we'll do a little something special. So, my friends, this is the final minute. I want to say I love you all, and I like doing this, and I'm glad to be doing these episodes. And remember, these episodes, these Mixin' Morning episodes, are live, so they're a little bit unedited and a little bit more shaky. But so if you're looking for a little bit more condensed, distilled streamer content, just kick back a couple episodes, 3 or 4, and then everyone before that is all locked in, prime, distilled streamer information. There you go, my friends. This has been another one. I love you all. This is Biscuits and Gravy, bitches. much love, and I will see you next time. And if you don't know for real, though, you better get to know for real, though. You know. You know. This episode was recorded live and without editing on mixer.com/JTForRealDough. Hey guys, if you want to help me out to take this podcast on new frontiers and new horizons, then all you have to do is go to www.anchor.fm/JTForRealDough/support to support the show and make the dream possible. Hey, hey, if you guys like the Mixin' Bits podcast, then please go to ForRealDough.com to check out our blog or all kinds of groovy stuff for Team For Real Dough. For Real Dough being FareelDoe. Word up, everybody. And if you want to support the podcast and you enjoy this, just go to Anchor, like a boat, anchor.fm/JTForRealDough. Word up, my friends, and thanks a lot.